Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Ahead of President Barack Obama's State of the Union address in Washington tonight, Massachusetts Senior Senator John Kerry says he's ready to fight with the president for Democratic ideals in Congress. We spoke with Kerry about party politics, foreign affairs, and his relationship with his colleague, Senator Scott Brown. But we started with the State of the Union. The president has said he'll focus on job creation tonight, and we asked Kerry what he was hoping to hear.
Just that. We got to create jobs. I mean, the biggest single challenge to our country right now is our economy and creating jobs. We can do it because we know how to do it, and we've done it all our lives. We just have to focus on the things that will make the greatest difference. And above all, we are innovators. We are creators. We need to put the American entrepreneurial spirit back to work, unleash that energy, and that means excite research and development in as many fields as possible.
But Republican leaders have already, in a way, thrown down the gauntlet over the use of tax dollars, saying government, quote-unquote, investment in education, technology, infrastructure, even if it creates jobs, is just another way of saying government spending. And I'm wondering, in this Tea Party-driven, belt-tightening political climate, can Democrats win a fight centered on why more money might need to be spent in certain areas?
You better believe it. Oh, absolutely. And I look forward to that fight. If that's the road they want to go down to, I just think that's really foolish. I mean, it just doesn't make sense economically. Where do they think the Internet came from? The Internet was government-created. We were researching how to communicate in the case of nuclear war. What about going to the moon? Going to the moon was government money. Out of it came Teflon and Gore-Tex and digitalization and countless other things that benefit the economy of our country.
But those
I'll have that debate with them any day they want to have it. Investment in the future, investment in infrastructure, is not spending. It's investment. And if you don't invest in your future, other countries are going to take us to the cleaners. What Americans don't want is waste. And they don't want, you know, stupid programs that have nothing to do with that creation of jobs for the future.
What many Americans don't want is earmarks.
And earmarks are a minor, minor percentage.
But they have been the focus of...
Because people go for cheap politics, Bob. That's why they're the focus. Sometimes you have a stupid earmark. No one should ever be allowed to put a midnight, untested earmark into the budget. That's the earmark people don't like. But don't tell me that people don't like the Third Harbor Tunnel and artery that has improved the city of Boston immeasurably. That was an earmark. So let's get realistic about this debate. Everything has become so simplistic and so dumbed down.
With the Republicans in control of the House, though, and given the political climate, the maybe head-to-head political climate on Capitol Hill right now, does the president need to offer an olive branch to Republicans? Does he have to?
Sure. I think the president needs to indicate that he's open to working with the Republicans on things that can make a difference. For instance, we have to bite the bullet in American politics on the subject of entitlements. There's no other way to deal with the long-term structural deficit problems of our country.
Higher retirement age?
Possibly, something you might look at over time, phased in. I put everything on the table.
Medicaid benefits?
I don't think you have to lower the benefits. I think what you have to do is make sure that the people who are getting them understand the value of what they're getting and are, you know, contributing in some way. There are certain ways you could do this. Let me give you an example. On Social Security, we've talked for years. But one example is, why should people who earn more than $106,000 a year stop paying in to Social Security at the $106,000? Why should people like members of Congress who earn $160,000 or whatever it is, somewhere in that vicinity, why should they not be paying on the full salary into it?
Let me ask you one more question about the address tonight. Does the seating arrangement, Democrats and Republicans, senators, congresspeople sitting together, mean anything?
Or is it just
window dressing, something for the TV cameras?
I think it's more than that. I think it reminds everybody. It's a good reminder to people. Hey, folks, think about toning it down. And if that's all it does for a day or a night, and it presents a sense of possibilities, it's a good reminder. And Washington is a place that needs reminders right now.
All right. Foreign affairs. Afghanistan. July of this year is the date for the start of withdrawal of U.S. troops. Will the administration stick to that date, do you think? And when will we be out?
Well, the president and the vice president made very clear that 2014 is the date by which they intend to be out. I believe they are going to begin the process of transition in July. I think that transition has to take place. I think it is critical that we move to a more counterterrorism-based effort and less of a sort of a massive on-the-ground in Afghanistan presence. I just don't think that our fiscal situation, let alone the realities on the ground, demand that.
Sudan. Preliminary vote counting in Sudan shows people in southern Sudan voting overwhelmingly to secede, but the Associated Press reports that voter turnout in some areas was above 100%, which is, of course, impossible. You visited Sudan earlier this month. Can the results of that vote be trusted?
Yes. There was a really remarkable effort on the ground. I was really quite stunned by it. In fact, there was so much oversight. The Carter Center was there. The UN folks were there. European observers were there. And so is it possible that in some of the outlying areas you didn't have quite the capacity in that oversight that you had in other areas? Yeah, it is possible that you had little bits here or there of problem. But I'll tell you, overall, having seen voter problems in Ohio in a presidential race and Florida and elsewhere, I was impressed by the quality of what they produced.
All right, back to Capitol Hill for a moment. In this new Congress, Senate Democrats are going to need as much help from Republicans as you can get, both to work through your agenda and to push back Republican-led efforts in the Republican-controlled House. Along those lines, I want to ask you about your relationship with your colleague, Senator Scott Brown. Does he seek your advice? Do you reach out to lobby him directly?
Sure, of course I do. And we try hard to work to find the common ground and work for the benefit of the state of Massachusetts.
And have you been able to do that?
Politics, sure. And, you know, we get along and we spend time together and, you know, we try to take the partisanship out of it.
Is he doing a good job for Massachusetts?
Well, the citizens of Massachusetts will judge that. I certainly have enjoyed the relationship that we've had and we work well together and we're going to continue to try to work. I mean, it's important for us to work. People want us to work together. And not to squabble and not to politicize issues. So I work very hard not to, and I think Scott reciprocates.
Once Democrats choose the person in 2012 who's going to run against Senator Brown, will you vigorously campaign for that person?
Look, my job right now is to do the work of the United States Senate and to try to minimize the politics, and that's what I intend to try to do is minimize the politics. Obviously, I will support the Democratic nominee for the United States Senate. My plate is plenty full with the priorities that we need to be working on, and we're going to be working an unbelievable amount of time, I think, down in Washington.
Senator John Kerry, very good to see you. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Happy to be here.
Massachusetts Senior Senator John Kerry speaking with us ahead of the State of the Union address tonight. Our live NPR coverage of the speech begins at 9 tonight. We'll have reaction on Morning Edition tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we'll examine the political road ahead for Massachusetts Junior Senator Scott Brown, almost a year since Brown took office.